It's been a cold meteorological winter so far, and we hit the very coldest point just a few hours ago. If you want consolation, you might turn to the sky, because the universe seems like a frozen emptiness to be avoided rather than explored. Appearances, in this case, can be believed. The cosmos is a vast icebox, punctuated by far-flung islands of unbearable heat. These nights, Orion, now in the east every evening, has more fiercely hot blue stars than any other constellation. Regions that could be considered warm, not hot or cold, but comfortable, are so rare as to be essentially non-existent. Of course, we happily live on such a planet, the only example of moderation in the entire known universe. Even Earth's Arctic areas are far more hospitable to life than Mars, the most comfortable planet outside our own. Some visionaries dream of Martian colonies, forgetting it's typically 100 below zero there, with no air to breathe and high radiation. Those volunteers you may have heard about, who are hoping to take a one-way trip to Mars 2 decades from now, well, good luck to them. And that's the red planet, the friendliest of them all, which, by the way, will come extremely close to Earth this summer and will light up the sky. All other planets are either hotter than a wood stove or else are unimaginable deep freezes, nothing in between. Not so long ago, space itself was thought to register absolute zero, meaning minus 459.67 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Now we know that a 5-degree Fahrenheit temperature bathes the universe, the leftover heat from the Big Bang itself. So perfect cold, to within a few billionths of a degree, only exists in 2 labs here on Earth. This means that the coldest place in the known universe is right here. And stepping outdoors this morning into the single digits, it's easy to believe. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.